Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting second. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Cox. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Hale. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Glenn Abbott. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Roberts. Summers reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with Abbott covering, for the out. Summers moves to third. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summers scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milburn. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Milburn steals second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Milburn moves to third. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milburn tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Mariners, 1. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Cox and he is out, Mendoza applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Billingham covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Summers for the double play. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberts moves to second. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milburn for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Jones steals second. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox takes first base on ball 4. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Roberts moves to third. Cox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Beeman pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. John Hiller now pitching. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Charlie Beeman. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Valentine now playing shortstop. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bochy strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson pinch hits for John Hale. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Roberts moves to second. Joe Simpson pinch runs for Bob Stinson. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Seattle Mariners, 1. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.